gajah ku cinta.
Of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Selat Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Yang telah hilang.
kau sadari betapa aku mengagumi kelembutan hatimu dan pribadi yang sederhana.
Children love their screen time.
Screen time.
Yay!
But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Mencari celah dalam hatimu. takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Namun selama nafas berhembus, aku kan mendoba menjadi seperti yang kau minta.
Well, listener, don't forget that you can send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in voi@voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130.
Kasawami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cold to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Bangun pagi, indah sekali.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies, and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org. Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as kaying, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Mereka berharap tersanggus oh mesra angin pun bertiup ramah kesyahduan menyapa dan berbagai tenaga gelombang rasa kita sama oh pujaan.
Melatih hatiku
in remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable. Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more. Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractions.
Listener, welcome back with me, Steve, and the book and film review, where we'll review Indonesian books and films.
Mana kadang?
Gua tahu 8 tahun lalu, lu selalu bilang ke gua, tapi itu basi.
Kita harus keluar, Mei.
Nempel kayak kulit sama tulang.
8 tahun udah kejadiannya. Ada yang baru. Itu namanya kemajuan. Progres istilah katanya. Lu sendiri kapan lu mau progres?
Rasa kamu apa?
Terlalu rusak.
Semua baru hajar. Sekarang giliran gua lagi mau hajar.
Ayo pukul gua. Gua bisa hindari, lu gak bisa balik lagi waktu untuk membenerin. Lihat gua untuk kejadian.
Iya, jangan terjadi. Dan ini semua salah gua.
Tugas gua ngelindungin dia.
Listener,
That was the trailer of 27 Steps of May, directed by Ravi Barwani. In this film, Ravi seems to want to invite the audience to comprehend the pain of a sexual violence victim, as well as their families. The film is about May, a 22-year-old girl who was raped when she was 14. 8 years after the rape, May was still unable to rise from her deep trauma. Every day, May and her father, who is called Bapa, did the same routine, at the same time, with the same nuance, empty and suffocating. May also never speaks. She stayed in silence and in company of depression. Bapa and May tried to pull through with similar ways. Bapa chose boxing to vent his pain by punching others and to enjoy pain upon him by others. Well, knife was May's friend that allowed her to induce pain through every single incision on her hand. Until one day, a mysterious magician came and stayed next to May's room. Through a small crack on the wall, May decided to rise and see the world, with the magician as her bridge. Seven Steps of May had received many awards from prestigious festivals. Best Film in Golden Hanuman Award, Best Asian Long Film in Jogja Netpak Asian Film Festival 2018, and Tempo Screenwriter of Choice for Raya Makarim as the screenwriter, and Tempo Actress of Choice for Rai Hanun during Tempo Film Festival back in 2018. Although the film may be called boring in its beginning, it is what the director wanted to tell. The audiences are asked to try being inside May's shoes, amidst drama and difficulties to rise. Also, Bapa, who was haunted with guilt, sadness, anger, and fear, will stir up the audience's feelings. Symbols inside blow details, great cinematography, and perfect casting can present the story really well. Lacking of dialogue cannot stop the audience from enjoying the film and receiving its messages. The casting was also smart. Rai Hanun as May, Lukman Sardi as Bapa, Verdi Sulaiman as Courier, and Baryo Bayu as the magician. Rai Hanun deserved the Tempo Actress of Choice in Tempo Film Festival 2018 because without words and only with gestures and gazes, the audience can feel the wound inside May's heart. In the end, 27 Steps of May is very clever. Also, the audience is expected to open their mouth wider and understand that the sexual violence survivor doesn't need your judgment, but instead, some of your moral support. Well, listener, that's the book and film review about the 27 Steps of May. See you in the next edition.
Oh,
Here is the news. Transportation Minister Dudi Purwagandi confirmed that the ministry will continue its free homecoming program for the 2025 Eid holiday. Despite budget efficiency measures, the initiative aims to reduce the use of private vehicles, alleviate road congestion, and enhance traveler safety during the festive period. The program offers free transportation across land, sea, and rail, with services including 520 buses, 10 trucks for motorcycles, and 31 destination cities in Sumatra, West Java, Central Java, and East Java. The next news. The government continues to move quickly to address the aftermath of the flooding in Bekasi, West Java by providing emergency aid and initiating rehabilitation efforts in affected areas to help residents resume their daily activities. Pratikno emphasized that recovery efforts were carried out comprehensively, from distributing aid to repairing infrastructure and conducting mitigation measures to prevent the recurrence of similar disasters in the future. And that was the news.
Tinggalkan saja semua persoalan waktu kita sejenak untuk membebaskan pikiran dan biarkan terbang tinggi sampai melayang jauh menembus awan. Sementara tinggalkan semua aturan yang kadang terlalu mengikat dan tak beralasan man. Memang benar niman, kita perlu cooling down dan melonggarkan pakaian. Anak kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum luas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiran. Bumi terkekeh riang, dadaku berdentang. Didi-didi-dom, dege-degan daga digiduk, digidom.
Bebas, lepas, ku tinggalkan saja semua beban di hatiku.
yang berpegangan tangan erat, dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap. Terkadang menyilaukan dikala kilat lewat. Apakah kita akan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita akan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam debatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu. Kita akan sebarkan senyuman. Kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiran. Bumi terkekeh riang, dadaku berdentang. Dididididom, degedegan daga digiduk, digidom. Berpegangan tangan erat, dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah.